What an awesome truth that we just sang. Calvary covers it all. There is no sin that you have ever committed that is beyond the scope of the cross of Christ. There's nothing that you have ever done that could be too great to cover, to be covered by the cross. There's nothing that we could possibly do. Paul himself, a guy who by his own testimony says, I used to approve of the slaughter of Christians. I did it myself. I pursued them. I put them in prison. Murderer. He says, I was the chief of sinners. And God's grace extended toward me. The cross conquered my hard heart and made me new and forgave all my sins and set me free. Calvary covers it all. There's not one sin that you have ever committed that God would look at and say, well, not that one. Or so many. You've committed so many. Sorry, that's just too many. Calvary covers it all. Every sin any of us have ever committed. And think of the weight of that on the cross as we reflect, as we prepare our hearts to remember what Jesus did for us in communion. He died on the cross for our sins. Every one of them. He paid the price for every one of my sins. So think, in one man, how many sins maybe do you commit every day? And how many people are in this room? How many people are in the world? 365 1/4 days a year, average lifespan of 70 to 80 years, throughout the history of the world, every single one of those sins laid on the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus. He felt the guilt, He felt the shame for every one of my sins, every one of your sins. He paid the price in full. When He cried out on the cross, "It is finished," He had paid the price in full for every sin that I've ever committed, ever will commit. And He says, "Come to Me. Believe in Me and I will wash your sins away. I will remember them no more." What an amazing thing to be forgiven by God. To have all our sins not swept under the rug, maybe they'll come out again, but dealt with finally and forever, paid for in full, never to come back. What a treasure that is. Let's meditate on what Jesus did for us as we serve you the bread and the juice. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to remember what Jesus did for you. Take a cup of juice, a piece of bread that represents His body broken, His blood poured out for your sins and mine. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to be the substitute, to take my sins upon Him, to pay my price in full, to be the sacrifice that takes away my sins forever and finally. Thank You that not one of my sins is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank You for this bread and juice that remind us of the cost, remind us of the price paid to purchase forgiveness for us. We treasure that and we say thank You in Jesus' name. Jesus, what a treasure we celebrate today, the forgiveness of our sins washed away in Your blood, so that we can stand before You this morning clean, spotless, no record of wrong standing against us that was nailed to Your cross, and we bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood that washes away our sins. Drink.